Coach Graves, Caitlin Weimer, following BU's 62-51 win over Navy in the 2024 Patriot League opener. Coach, if you could start off with an opening statement.
Yeah, really proud of the win. Obviously, to start our new season, new Patriot League season, 1-0 is our goal, right? We want to take it one game at a time. We knew Navy was going to be a really tough team, tough physical team, and they showed that tonight. Came back to cut it pretty close from a 15-point deficit. So I thought we hung in there, though. I thought we had a really good defensive game tonight, and that's an area that, you know, I've been wanting to improve in, and I thought tonight we had a really good team effort in that end of the floor.
Open up to questions.
Yeah, Coach, obviously in the second half there, Navy bought it within four twice, once in the third, once in the fourth. You guys called timeout both times. How do you kind of just weather those storms both times and kind of come out with the win there?
You know, we call the timeout. We have to stop their run, you know, at some point and then make our own run. And I thought we did that well. And we handled that well, where we kind of stopped the bleeding, and then we took our turn. So, you know, I thought the team did a good job of focusing up in those timeouts and in those huddles and at halftime and, you know, talking through our adjustments and then going out on the floor and executing those things.
Yeah, and then, Coach, obviously Navy kind of wants to kind of create chaos. A lot of the turnovers kind of want to play in transition. You guys kind of forced a lot of turnovers and steals in the second half on your own. Did you kind of feel you had to kind of adapt to that style of play? And how did you feel your team kind of handled that sort of chaotic, you know, style of play in the second half?
You know, Navy's one of the fastest teams in the league right now, the way they play in transition. We knew this was going to be a really fast-paced game considering how fast both of us play. You know, I think there were points where that played in our favor and we got some good stuff in primary transition. And there were times where we really needed to talk and kind of settle down a little bit and run some half-court offense. So it's just, you know, our point guards, and I thought Soph did a good job of this, and Ava obviously being a young point guard too and learning through this game is thinking about time and score, thinking about what the team needs at the time. Is it to push pace or is it to slow down? So I thought this was a good game for us to kind of to learn that a little bit and figure that piece out.
Yeah, Caitlin, coming out of the timeout there late in the fourth quarter when Navy bought it within four, kind of looked like the ball was kind of going into your hands purposely there. You got the two layups and the big assist to Alex as well. Kind of, how do you stay calm in those clutch moments when the ball's in your hands there?
Yeah, I think just trying to keep like a level head and then also just playing my game, not really focusing on those parts, just knowing that I can make my move and go to the basket and try my best to make it. Just focusing on getting to the basket or like scoring to help my team, really, so.
Coach, obviously, Zanai Barnegay, leading scorer in the Patriot League coming in. Feels like she's won a gazillion Rookie of the Weeks. Kind of creates problems on both ends with the steals, so fast transition. Kind of, what was your plan to just kind of handle her unique challenge on both ends of the floor?
You know, she's a really good player. We tried to limit her as much as possible. We tried to deny her when she was on our on the ball side of the floor. You know, she's just a really phenomenal player. The kid's probably going to be, you know, Rookie of the Year, and she's going to have a really great four-year career in this league, and she's going to continue to be hard to guard. So it's just something that we need to consider, you know, making adjustments on her and really having a better focus on her in, you know, the second time we play them this year.
Caitlin, for you, I'm just curious, you know, you guys haven't played in 11 days, obviously come off that really dramatic win against Northeastern, and then you have the holidays, all the stuff going on, and then you're right into Patriot League play. As a player, is there anything kind of challenging about, you know, not playing 11 days and going through all of that kind of stuff? And then how, kind of how do you stay focused there and just handle all that stuff going on this time of year?
Yeah, I mean, it has been a while since we played the game, but like we've done a scrimmage, like we have our practices, we try our best to like push each other to make sure that we're coming back from the break, that we're getting back into our game shape, having all those days off, and then just kind of reconnecting after the break and just like focusing on our goals and just getting our goals back in mind for Patriot League play. So just kind of coming together and just pushing each other to be prepared for Patriot League.
Yeah, cool. And then lastly, just for Coach, you guys have now won four in a row, and in the three D1 games, you know, they've been close games down the stretch, you kind of pulled out. You know, what's just been the difference for you guys in these kind of clutch moments down the stretch here in the last couple of weeks?
you know, looking back at it, I think we've made really good defensive plays. You know, even looking at like our Harvard game, Sof takes a big charge. I thought this game we got stops when we needed to get stops. You know, aside from Barnett Gray, she, you know, she was really tough for us to guard, but I thought we got some good stops there. We won 3 out of the 4 quarters. And so I think that's been the difference in our wins, is the defensive side of the ball. I think we have a lot of weapons offensively, and we're very young. And, you know, it's been a little highs and lows as far as getting that flow offensively, making those reads and things like that. And I definitely want to fix the turnovers, but, you know, I never worry as much offensively as, you know, can we get the stops defensively? And I thought we've done those in the wins that we've had recently.